I told you all they would be in the house and in the building with me right now. I have actor Clifton Powell. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I almost call you Pinky. I have to watch myself.
No,
I'm just saying.
It's all good. Everybody call me Pinky.
Yeah, from Friday and next Friday. And I have singer Keith Washington. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a long time. You know we love us some Keith Washington. Every time I see you, the first thing I think about is your song, Kissing You.
It's the first song that always make the statement. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's incredible. All the work that I've done, people always talk about Kissing You. And they talk about Candlelight and You with Shantae
Moore. Of course. Yes, indeed. I love
that
song,
too. But my life is
too.
So much bigger than that.
We can't put you in a box and you won't let us keep you in a box. Now you're in this play, mm-hmm. Torn Between Two Fathers with Clifton Powell. How is it to work with such an awesome actor like this man here, Clifton Powell?
It's absolutely great. I learned so much from Cliff as being an actor myself and him being a director and actor and writer. He has really taken his time to deliver some fruitful information as an actor.
Amen.
To an actor and giving me the strength that I need as an actor to perform, and it's magnificent. I worked with him in many other plays. He directed the Marvin Gaye play we did. I learned so much from Cliff, and he's a pioneer.
Yes,
and I respect
he is.
Him
he
as
is
a man,
really.
Too, as a man.
Clifton, you are. You really are. Like,
no, but Keith, I tell you, we did the Marvin Gaye story years ago, and me and Keith met, and he's just one of the most giving actors because he comes from the singing world. You wonder how that's going to transfer, and it is just his work ethic. But the show was a great last night.
Opening night last night, it was off the chain.
I'm telling you, to the ladies and gentlemen who came out last night, it was, what, minus 10 degrees last night?
Yes,
and
it was real
kudos,
cold.
Kudos.
Oh, man, and I came to the lobby after everybody left, and it was about 7 older women, like in their 70s and 80s.
Wow.
And I said, y'all are real soldiers. And they said, baby, we love y'all, and we going to come out. We don't care how cold it is. And I just want to take my hat off to the audience who came last
night.
Because we've been rehearsing, and we needed an audience, and we at curtain call, we looked up, and the theater was, people were there. So come out, ladies, and I'm telling you, this is my first run with this show. I couldn't stop crying last night, because it's really about fathers and fatherhood, and I'm telling you all, if you haven't got your tickets, and I usually just push like this, but you got to get your tickets and see this show. Between now, tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows Sunday, it's got to be seen. Everybody was crying last night.
I'm sure when you have a story like this that comes to the stage that's based on a true story, which is the life story of the director of the play, Priest Tahir. That was just so amazing to me that he would put it out there like that. I mean, I've done interviews with him about his other plays, but I think this one right here is really, really special. It really hits home. And that father-son bond is something that is so special. So when you see all this drama taking place, how does that make you feel?
I can relate to it because I grew up with a stepfather, and I saw situations happening, you know, with my stepfather. And that's a hard one. I play Priest, the stepfather. So I understand that. And it amazed me last night when he said he's been writing for about 7 years and he wrote this play in a week. And it took him a lot to put his story out like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's hard.
And outside of the tears and sincerity of the play, there is some real light and fun moments in the play, too.
Amen.
So it has all levels, and it's beautiful, man.
It has to be for the ladies to come out, as you were speaking with Clifton.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here until Sunday. I'm telling you, this is my first time doing it. I wanted to see how the play translated with an audience, and I was just blown away. It's just funny, and we have Debbie Morgan, who's an incredible actress.
I will always see her as Dr. Angie Hubbard on all my shows.
She's incredible. But it's just a good night at the theater, because you're going to laugh, cry, you're going to sing.
Wow.
And last night, the people were talking back to the audience.
Yes!
They were talking back so much last night that those guys broke character, talked about the audience talking back to them, and then went back in the character and kept on going.
That's when the true acting just kicks in. You know, when I was reading the synopsis on the play, I began to feel something, because I had the stepfather. Unlike with this story, how the father comes back into the son's life, CJ, and this father is really trying to make space in his life, along with the stepfather being there. I never had that. I never met my father, but I know what that feeling is like. It still cannot replace the shoes of the biological father. What are you hoping people will walk away with when they see this play?
Get back with your baby daddy. No, let me stop.
You
know, y'all know.
Lady,
y'all know in Philadelphia, I know I ain't got no good sense.
And we love you.
There's no way you can play Pinky and get sense.
Come on, Pinky.
But no,
speak.
No, this is really the bottom line. And I'm going to say this to everybody out there, because, you know, Keith has children. I have children. And I have a stepdaughter who I've been with since she was 6 months old. Before I got into acting, I was in counseling, youth counseling and all that stuff. And I didn't understand this until I kind of went through my divorce and understood what the father really means to the household. You got to see this play, because if you're going through a crisis right now with your ex-husband and the children, or your baby daddy and the children, come see this show together and understand what forgiveness is all about, and understand how important, not just the mother, because I think those old ladies last night were so overjoyed. And I got to say this, because this is my first time seeing this show. And I made a decision out on this circuit that I want to continue to build this into what I call Black Broadway.
Amen.
And Priest Tyree has written a play that the world should see because it talks about fathers coming together and raising these young men and women. And so statistically, when the father is not in a home, mm-hmm. kids between 12 and 25 are more apt to be in the juvenile detention centers, promiscuity, drug abuse, and everything. So mm-hmm. as I was coming out and traveling, like me and you, Keith, 80% mm-hmm. of the time, I didn't really understand the impact. And now that my career slowed down a little and I'm able to spend more time with my son and my yeah. daughter, I see how important it is for fathers to be a part of their children's lives, especially for sons, but even more so for daughters.
Amen.
Build that self-esteem. So this play touches on all of that. And I know, you know, sometimes we come and we push the tickets and we say, oh yeah, the play is good, come see it because we want you to come see it. This is one of those plays where you really have to come see because it will address those issues. And the bottom line of this play that you walk away with is no matter what happened, you got to forgive the person and you got to put the kids first and you got to move on. I really had to say that because I'm
That's
overwhelmed.
Powerful.
I was overwhelmed last night. I was trying not to cry. I was like, I ain't finna mess my hair up.
Mess your hair up.
Mess up
but
my
I mean,
stage makeup.
I'm just getting chills and just hearing you speak because there's so many families that need to hear this, so mm-hmm. many men mm-hmm. that need to hear this. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of broken kids. I was mm-hmm. one of those kids, and mm-hmm. that's a very touchy topic.
It really
but
is.
But I'm just so glad that you all bring it home, especially with forgiveness, because it wasn't until I got to that place that I was able to really set myself free. Mm-hmm. I could actually live, and that didn't happen until I was, 40, almost like 8 years ago. I had a chance to have a few conversations with him on the phone. I still haven't met him, but I had a chance to get some things off of me. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't believe that I simply said, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope people will take away, Keith?
Cliff said it best. I couldn't have said it no better. You know, it's mm-hmm. a very powerful, inspirational, spiritual piece right here. Priest did a very good job delivering his message and the audience understanding and believing it because it's real. It's his life story and everything Cliff said. My personal experience with my father and mother separated when we were like 4 or 5 years old.
Mm.
So all I knew was my stepfather. But my mother would always reiterate that I remind her so much of my father, and I didn't know if that was good or bad because I was always saying if he was a good man, he would be here. But then at the same time, me being a man and having a daughter, understanding that, you know, it's not often the father, you know, when you grow up, it's a situation that happens between a mother and the father.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother never dogged my father, so I felt Praise good about God. That. We always want to say the father's not there, but you never know what the mother and father went through. You never
yeah.
know. We always want to blame it on the dad, but you never know what happened in their relationship. So one time I asked my mother, she said, just you know, your father's Canadian. My dad lives in Toronto. She said, in that distance and him, we go through our changes and everything, and it just didn't work. She never dogged my father. The interesting thing, I met my father in 1991 when my first record came out. So I'm thinking, oh, now I want to come around. But that wasn't the case.
And
I put on my album, my publishing company is called Sharif Publishing. That's my father's last name. So I was sending out a call to my father, even though I never met him. You know, if he knew that was his son, he looked on the back and said, oh, I'm in his mind. He understands. He wants me.
Mm-hmm.
I sent that out. God brought my father in my life at the right time.
God
my mother passed. I had an opportunity to meet my father, and he's a great man. And we spent time together, and I love him, and I'm glad that he's in my life at this time. My mother's not here, so
that's a blessing.
I brought him at the right time. You
That's
know.
Powerful. And see how he has orchestrated this whole thing to have you two coming together to bless people through this play, Torn Between Two Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must-see Miriam Theater until this Sunday.
And my church folks, I'm telling you, we got some singing. You know,
some singing.
Singing.
Not singing, y'all. Some
good
singing.
Good gospel
Hallelujah.
Singing.
Come on
that's
now. That's
really
what I'm
incredible.
Talking about.
But no, I know it's cold, y'all, and the weather's been crazy. Come out and see the show. I'm telling you, it's really wonderful. I told Priest, well, this show catches on around the country. It's going to mm-hmm. change the circuit. Because there's never been a play out here that addresses such an incredibly sensitive topic.
Yes.
With seeing what happened in Ferguson and with, you know, the Trayvon Martin story, that black men right now, they need their father, you know, and black women need their fathers. And we need the mothers and the fathers to stop fighting, whether you're married or divorced or baby mama, mm-hmm. baby daddy, because we got to put the focus on raising these kids. And
Absolutely.
This play really addresses that.
Kids don't have to be here.
Yeah.
So we do have a responsibility. Well, I thank you all so much for bringing this script to life and keeping it real and blessing so many people. I know you're going to be going to D.C., mm-hmm. Virginia, so mm-hmm. you guys are branching out, and once the word gets out, mm-hmm. I can see God really, really increasing your territory. So I'm happy for you guys. Keep on doing what you do.
Thank you
for stopping by, hanging out with the angel.
Hallelujah.
I really appreciate that.
Praise
but before you all go, can I get a big old hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Keith, I want you to sing hallelujah. Come on, one word, break it down.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm done. Show up.
Praise 103.9.